The U.S. President Joe Biden has unveiled an ambitious infrastructure and economic package worth $2 trillion, and he expects the nation's corporations to pay for it.
That's right. Coupled with his recently enacted $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, Mr. Biden's infrastructure initiative gives the federal government a bigger role in the U.S. economy than it has had in generations.
The largest American jobs investment since World War II. It will create millions of jobs, good-paying jobs, will grow the economy, make us more competitive around the world, promote our national security interests, and put us in a position to win the global competition with China in the upcoming years.
Recall the American Jobs Plan. Investments will be made to build and upgrade roads and bridges, construct new and improve existing schools, and expand the nation's high-tech infrastructure, including its high-speed broadband network.
Mr. Biden also promised to reconnect neighborhoods cut off by interstate highway developments, which impact communities of color the most. And he pledged to shift to clean energy to ease air pollution, which affects Black and Hispanic communities living near ports and power plants.
He says the plan will create millions of jobs for lower middle-income workers, with experts estimating some 13 million jobs will be generated for those with high school diploma or less.
To fund this massive effort, the president is ignoring a campaign promise to raise taxes on wealthy individuals. Instead, he plans to increase the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. The White House says the tax hike, combined with measures to stop offshoring of profits, should fund the infrastructure plan within 15 years.
All right, for more, Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, D.C. So, Simon, it's certainly an ambitious plan, but what key hurdles will it have to overcome to see fruition?
Well, the biggest hurdle it's going to face, of course, Julie, is in Congress, with Republicans already declaring it dead on arrival. That's the phrase that Liz Cheney, one of the daughters of former Vice President Dick Cheney, now a Republican congresswoman in the party's leadership in the House of Representatives, used on Twitter after the president finished laying out what he's describing as a once-in-a-generation opportunity for the United States to overcome its crumbling infrastructure. Money to be spent on repairing thousands of roads and bridges, rolling out that 5G and broadband infrastructure in the country. Money for one of his own favorite projects, America's railroads. It's been a very long time since America's railways had a friend in the White House. But the challenge is going to be steering this through Congress. And the way he's structured it is clearly reflective of that, because this proposal to fund it through increases in corporate taxes is an indication that he understood that he couldn't fund it through deficit spending, because that would incur the opposition of a couple of key Democrat senators on Capitol Hill who come from conservative districts, Joe Manchin of West Virginia being one of them. So by building this on the concept of raised corporate taxes, he rules out any kind of Republican support, but he's hoping he can squeak this through with all 50 Democrats backing him, and then Kamala Harris, the vice president, casting the deciding vote in the U.S. Senate.
Simon, there's also a geopolitical aspect to this. You know, this plan, this effort playing into the larger picture of taking on China in various dimensions, such as in tech. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, very much so. And it was notable that President Biden identified this as in the nation's national security interests so it could compete with China. So have Biden administration officials briefing reporters behind the scenes today. They always mention China and focus particularly on the 5G aspects to all of this and the rollout of broadband. This ties in with Joe Biden's broader policy aim of creating this kind of coalition of democracies that he's talked about to confront China, and within that, confronting China in terms of economic competition, no longer yielding to the Chinese in terms of things like 5G infrastructure and its rollout, the manufacturing of semiconductors, for example. All of that is baked into this infrastructure plan, which in turn is baked in to his desire for the United States to be much more competitive on the global landscape with Beijing.
Very interesting. Thank you so much, Simon. Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.